Apollo 13 had just finished a television broadcast when a routine procedure caused an oxygen tank to explode. The call came from Command Module Pilot Jack Swigert first, and a confirmation from the mission's commander, Jim Lovell.
Okay, Houston, we've had a problem here.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Lovell recalls the events from the flight as if it happened just recently.
It's fixed fairly firmly in my mind. I think that those instances get rounded off after periods of time, you know, just like mountains get down. And then sometimes you maybe forget what exactly happened, and somebody like Fred will say, "Now, wait a second, Jim, this is the way it happened. That's not the way it happened." And I said, "Oh, is that right?"
Also with Lovell and Swigert, who passed away in the 1980s, was Lunar Module pilot Fred Hayes. At the time of the explosion, Hayes recalls it took some time before they realized how serious the problem was.
It was not immediately a life-threatening thing, because we lost one oxygen tank. We had a second one, which for a little bit didn't appear to be leaking.
We still had one fuel cell.
Yeah, one fuel cell, so I thought it would just be an abort. You know, it would keep everything reasonably powered up. My motion initially was just sick of my stomach with disappointment. And I'm sure Jim was too. We lost the landing.
And then
it really went on for quite some time. We wrestled with Mission Control, doing a lot of scratching their heads on how to stop the leak. I think it was for over 50 minutes before they run out of ideas. And that's when Jim and I went to the limb to get it going, because we knew we needed something to talk to people and live off of.
The crew used the lunar module, which was attached to the command module, to live in for a few days while the joint spacecraft whipped around the moon and eventually came back to Earth. The story of Apollo 13 brings an interest from all age groups, from those who lived it live through news reports in April 1970 to those introduced to the story by way of Hollywood and the Apollo 13 movie in the 1990s, and even to children today who consider the astronauts American heroes. Thursday night, both Lovell and Hayes spoke to a gala at the Frontiers of Flight Museum at Dallas Love Field. One of those attending was 9-year-old Sophia Lee, a fourth grader in Colleyville. She had a chance to meet the astronauts before they took the stage.
I can't describe it too well, but I really felt like it was very happy. I can't put it into words, but I'll just say it was too happy to put into words.
It is Sophia's generation that could end up on Mars when NASA makes a human voyage to our red neighbor in the solar system. However, there is something Apollo 13 Commander Jim Lovell would like to see first: humans going back to the moon. As Lovell says, we've only scratched the surface with the Apollo missions.
If I was in a position to direct the NASA program, would be to go back and really learn about the moon, get to know it. At the same time, if getting those attributes ready, those fixtures and everything, and the knowledge ready to make a trip to Mars. Now, you know, we know more about Mars, the surface of Mars, than Armstrong knew about the moon when he landed.
Lovell says one of the greatest factors in the aftermath of the Apollo program are the museums, like the Frontiers of Flight Museum, that have come about, the teaching of science and understanding the history of American space travel. Eric Bushman, WBAP News.